Jennifer had been looking forward to this all year. This convention was one of the biggest in the country, and she'd never passed up a chance to go to it. Over the years, she had been to it almost like it was a religious experience. And why not? It was a much-needed break from the mundane nature of her life, the 9-to-5 job, and the hustle and bustle of the city she lived in. It was a time when she could let all of that go and be with people who were just as nerdy about video games and anime as she was. This year, she had finally worked up the courage and saved up the money to do a cosplay. She had seen other women do them for years at the convention and had been in awe of how amazing they had looked. She wanted to do one of her own for quite a while, and now she finally had one. It had been a struggle to try to pick a good character, someone sexy and strong and recognizable. In the end, she had gone with Sarah Hoft, the heroine and main character from the Tomb Explorer video games. There had been a movie made as well, and people saw the woman as sort of iconic, so she was sure that it would work for her cosplay. In Jennifer's opinion, she looked damn good. She had pulled her dark hair back into a low ponytail, and she was wearing a white tank top that showed off an expanse of her tanned midriff and a good amount of cleavage. It was a good thing that this was a summer convention, or else she would have been very cold in this outfit. Jennifer's long, willowy legs were on display in the dark shorts that she had just put on, rolled up for a bit at the cuffs to show a bit more thigh. It was obvious that the character was meant to have sex appeal, and Jennifer wanted to tap into that. She had borrowed some fake guns from her brother, which were strapped to her legs and ready to be pulled out if she needed to strike a pose for pictures or something. Her feet were going to be protesting the boots she had put them in by the end of the day, but she would just soak them later to make up for it. Nothing was going to ruin this for her. Not today. The convention was already full of people by the time Jennifer got there. She got out of her car, and immediately a nearby man, Wolf, whistled at her. "Looking good there, Sarah," he called, wiggling his eyebrows suggestively. He looked like he was dressed as a character from The Stinsons, a television show, only minus the orange skin color that all the characters had. Jennifer just smiled at him and kept moving, walking the entrance to flash her pass and then go in. The convention was being held in a large hotel, and there were people everywhere. Most of them were dressed up, and there were superheroes and video game characters everywhere. It was sort of amazing to be in a place where she blended right in, and she quickly joined the masses as they bought art and spoke to people. She was in the middle of a conversation with someone dressed as Flash from Tiny Mon when someone tapped her on the shoulder. Jennifer turned around and was surprised to see a tall, quite good-looking man dressed as Alabama Johnson, the legendary explorer from all the movies. He had a great costume, too. It was complete with the whip, a coil of rope, and the classic leather jacket. Jennifer recognized who he was supposed to be instantly, and she smiled at him. "Well, hello there," she said. The man tipped his hat to her and winked, flashing a smile. "Ma'am, I just thought I would come over and speak to you. Explorer to explorer, you know. Perhaps we could straighten out a little misunderstanding that exists between us." Jennifer frowned, not entirely sure what he was talking about. "Misunderstanding?" she asked. "I don't think I've ever seen you before in my life." The man laughed. "Come on now, Miss Hoft. Playing the innocent will not deter me. After all," his eyes traveled the length of her body, "you are far from innocent, if memory serves. I'm here about a certain artifact that was taken from a place that I meant to explore. I really must insist that you return it immediately." Ah, now it made sense. He was going for some sort of crossover thing with their characters. Well, that had potential to be entertaining, so she decided to go along with it. "Why, Dr. Johnson, I'm afraid I really do have no idea what you could be talking about. My journeys have not taken me to any places that could possibly be considered your territory. Therefore, I don't see how anything I've taken could be claimed by you," she said, fingering one of her fake guns. Alabama smirked,